Co-workers in the light, and through you, all mankind on earth, this is a special presentation, a two-part, two-side program designed to help each one of you and to help you help each other person on and about the earth in a reevaluation and reprogramming technique that has been given to us at Mark Age to use, which we have used quite successfully, still are using, and we'll use many times in the future. Part one would be an examination of relationships within yourself as concerns yourself, including your three aspects, superconscious, conscious, subconscious, in this lifetime and in prior lifetimes, if you're fortunate enough to know some of them. That is, if they are exact and correct as you know them. Part two would be relationships with other people and their ideas. This is a reevaluation and a reprogramming of that which is in your mind or mental computer, that which functions through your brain. It involves, therefore, that which has been known to you, given to you, worked through you via the superconscious or Christ or I Am Self, that which has been stored either by your I Am Self or by experiences of your conscious functioning in this and prior lifetimes, that has been stored in your memory storehouse, your computer storehouse, and that which you consciously are utilizing in forming your thoughts and actions, experiences each and every day of your present life, and therefore in your past and in future lifetimes to a large degree. Part one of this side of the tape or broadcast, is going to be concerned with yourself, examining that and looking into your own memory storehouse as concerns your own ideas. That is, your own as much as is possible to separate them from those ideas, thoughts, laws, regulations, what have you, that come from other people. We're going to get into that on the other side or in part two. It would be impossible to go into excessive detail in a project of this kind. Therefore, I have prepared no notes on it, although it is based on my experiences, the experiences of Yolanda and others, much of the information given to us by our master teachers, in my case, Katumi or Archangel Michael, Yolanda's case, Sananda, and by others, such as Hilarion of Healing Haven and so forth. It is going to be used by not only Mark Age staff members and leaders, MAM broadcasters and family members, but also other light workers we know. For as you go into this, work it for yourself and at the same time visualize other people doing it for themselves, even though they may not be aware of the fact that it is being done. We, as a symbolic nucleus of light workers, are doing this within ourselves, knowing that it therefore has ramifications when it reverberates out to others in the mass consciousness. Since there is so much to be concerned with in such an analysis, a reevaluation and a reprogramming, all I'm going to attempt to do here is to give you some highlights as we have been doing it here, as we have been told to handle it, and then let you pick it up from there. For it's something that you will not be doing just one time. Rather, it is something you will do for the balance of your life. Remembering, as was channeled through Yolanda some years ago, as most of you have read or have heard, that even when the angels dip into the earth's environment, they have to go through a cleansing process when they get back into the celestial realms to eliminate any debris or anything of a nature which they do not want in their lives or in their realms. Therefore, we must do the same thing. So give this a great deal of thought. As a matter of fact, if it's at all possible in the immediate present or future, try and take a little bit of a spiritual vacation or a retreat, as I've been doing for a couple of weeks prior to making this tape, and will be doing hereafter for a short time. And that's whether it be a normal vacation or a weekend or whatever it is, go into as much of a retreat as possible from your normal daily activities and thoughts, and just go back and review, reevaluate, reprogram. Speaking of re's, it seemed that as I got into this, I almost called it the 12 or the 15 or 20 re's, R-E, That is words beginning with that, because so much of it is concern, reevaluate, reprogram. But it began to get out of hand after a while because there are so many re's that apply. And there's no reason why it shouldn't, because the prefix re means again, or anew, or backward. So all of these things do apply. For first of all, in our own thinking, our own evaluating of ourselves or reevaluating, we're going to go back. Now here's a technique that was given to me by my master teacher, Katumi. It's similar to the age regression technique that the psychologist would use, or anyone would use in going back to early childhood, or even in many cases to prior lifetimes. But we're not concerned at this time with prior lifetimes. It is going back and going backwards, that is, from the present time, to each major step of your life. That is, each time your life took a new direction or a new function, something new, almost as though you were beginning anew. So regardless of how old you are, start now. Go back to when you began the last important change in your life, whether it was marriage, a job, school, whatever it might have been. And review that approximate year. In other words, you might take a few months or 6 months either side of that particular date. So don't limit it just to a calendar year. Go back and in detail review that year. And as you're doing such a review, you want to reevaluate that which comes to your mind. Before you begin these reviews and reevaluations, ask your own Christ self to reveal to you, both directly and to pull up, to recall from the memory storehouse, your memory computer, that which you should review. Now, before we get too far into this, let's keep one thing in mind. This can be a crucifixion resurrection, a minor cycle for you. However, let's remember that in the word crucifixion, we have inherent several meanings. First of all, there is a crossing out. That is, there is eliminating of that which you don't want. But also inherent within the crucifixion is the conquering of the plane on which you are living. In this case, of course, the earth plane. A mastery of it. So don't always have a negative connotation of the word crucify yourself or crucifixion. It is a crossing out, a letting go, so that the high self can come back more in force within your life. This, of course, is the resurrection. Keep in mind also that as you do this review and reevaluation, it isn't just for a sake of cleansing in the negative connotation of you've been bad and you've got to eliminate a lot of errors and so forth. No, it's a review to ascertain what you want to eliminate, what you want to keep, what you want to replace in your own mental computer. For as you do this review, you're going to find that there are a lot of wonderful things that happen that you may have forgotten about, or that may give you a renewed lease on life. It may give you a rededication to principles or ideas or thoughts, activities which you virtually have forgotten about. So it can be a very joyous thing to do. Not approach this review, reevaluation, reprogramming with a sense of dread or of unhappiness or only having errors come up. Look at it as objectively as you can and realize that it can also be very beneficial to you. And then again, you're going to make these reviews a number of times. For example, in this particular type of review we're going to work on now, you're going to do it, first of all, as concerns your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own goals. Then, as you'll see in part two on the other side of this taped program, you're going to do it as concerns other people and their thoughts and ideas. And no doubt you will do, or at least should do, this type of review many times. However, again, the final step before we start this is only one technique you're going to use for a reevaluation. So we're going to do a review, to reevaluate. We're going back and looking at the years of our lives that were most significant, starting with the present time and going backward. Just let your mind flow at ease. Start with about the beginning of that year or 12-month, 15-month cycle, wherever you decide to review, and just try and recall each day, each week, at least each part of it, what you did, where you went, the things that came up in your life, what your thoughts were, what your goals were, any of these things. And this is the type of review, by the way, you would do in the astral planes after an incarnation on the earth plane or anywhere else. So it's very good now to accomplish it and to get into the technique of doing it while you still are in this life or incarnation. And therefore, there will be much less to do at some future time, in this lifetime or after this. Now, as these ideas flow to you, come up to you, you're going to recall things, first of all, that were obvious to you. But also, you're going to have a lot of things come up, particularly the more you do this, for each one of these segments of time, that you didn't recall. People will come into your life, things that you thought about, the opinions you formed, the evaluations you made, whatever those are. Now, there are some re's that would apply here, too, as to these ideas that you're going to reevaluate. Some of them you're going to reject because you no longer want those ideas in your program computer. You don't want them to keep affecting that which you do from this point on, to be a part of your total consciousness, to influence your thinking, acting in any way. So you reject them. There will be some that you will want to retain. Perhaps they aren't of any great significance or value in your making decisions or in your life from now on, but they may be pleasant memories. Or they may have had great value at that time, and therefore, again, in giving impetus to your life and giving direction to the pattern of your experiences and works, things of that nature. Some you will want to redefine. That is, you can see them clearer now. Some you will want to revise. Some you will want to replace. And again, you can think of many more re's. Then, when you have done all of this for that segment of time, reassemble these thoughts, these ideas, and reprogram them into your mental computer. Then will come a period, if not each segment you review, at least overall, or from time to time, of rejuvenation. You must re-enthuse yourself so that you can resume your spiritual journey. The one thing to keep in mind when you are reprogramming is the fact that, just as in making a tape recording, if you have a faulty recording head and you try to record over something which is already there, you're going to get just a jumble, two or more things at one time. Some cases you may want to erase completely a tape. We have in the profession what they call a bulk eraser. It erases a complete tape at one time. But in many other cases, you want to erase just a small segment. Sometimes you would want to record over that. Sometimes just leave it blank. So there are all of these things that are concerned in making up your tape. It seems that we've just got started in this and could be so many more things to do. But go back and review your life. Reevaluate each segment of your life. Matter of fact, when you've done this for major turning points, you'll want to do it perhaps for each year of your life. Go back, examine the thoughts you've had, the way you're thinking now. Do you want to continue thinking in that way, or do you want to change that thought? One of the things I've been working on myself is a number of things I find have been annoying me for years. Let's eliminate those things if they're of no value, or if they still should be an annoyance to us because we want to work on them, to eliminate them or to do something with it, then retain it, but maybe redefine it. So examine everything about yourself. What you like, keep. What you don't like, either change or eliminate. But remember, you have to put new things in. In this case, it's spiritual information, spiritual education for going further into our life. We'll get into some of this additional material on the other side or in part two, because there just was not enough time here. But do this, project it out for the masses. Thank you.